Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. First hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle as the final game of the week last night. Cowboys beat the Raiders, so week 11 is in the books. We'll get into all of the news around the NFL. College Football Corner coming up at 12:20 as well, as the playoff rankings will come out again tonight, and the college football coaching carousel has landed one spot. James Franklin is going to be the head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies, which brings us to Mike Conte. Mike Conte joins us every single week at this time, and I would imagine you have a thought or two on that hire from yesterday.
Yeah, Virginia Tech better start hiring a lot of camera people and social media and you know, people who are going to document Coach Hot Sauce's every move, because that's what he does. You know, it kind of creates that cult of personality up there. Now, I think it's a good hire for Virginia Tech.
I do too.
James Franklin's got a really well-established recruiting network in that DMV area, that DC, Maryland, Virginia. Virginia Tech is a place that I think we have seen, at least from the Michael Vick era, they can be nationally relevant. I don't know if they can win a national championship, but they can certainly be nationally relevant. And, you know, it's funny, guys. James Franklin, I think, had the third worst all-time record for a coach against AP top 10 teams with a minimum of a certain number of games. And one of the two coaches who was actually worse than him was Frank Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
So Virginia Tech, like, this is ordinary.
Welcome home.
You know?
Welcome home.
But it's still one of those things that we talk about always, the times have changed. Like, unless you're Kirby or somebody like that, like, nobody coaches as long as Coach Beamer coached at Virginia Tech, because he was there forever, you know, and so that's just never going to happen again.
Most coaches have bad records in his top 10 teams.
Yeah, I mean, they just, you know, but I think that when you look at this hire, and we were just talking before we got you on, but the ACC is different. Like, I think in the SEC, you'll always know who the top tier teams are going to be every year. In the ACC, that's not the case for me. So I think he can hit the ground running.
I think he can, too. I also, though, think the ACC is tricky in that regard because, you know, you don't count on Pitt being relevant, and suddenly now they're really good, or Louisville, or, you know, you're right. It's not like Florida State and Clemson just dominate that conference and everyone's playing
for third. They still
won out. Well, I mean, they're playing. But, I mean, this year, this is this is Georgia Tech's league this year.
Right.
Okay, that's a one in every maybe 10 or 15 years type thing. So I think there's probably more parity in the ACC. I don't think the ACC is nearly as top-heavy as the SEC. Bottom line, James Franklin's going to do well there. And credit to Virginia Tech. They got the first hire.
Yep.
You know, Penn State's still twiddling their thumbs right now, and you know, some of the things I'm hearing up there is that they're getting turned down by a lot of people.
Interesting. I was going to ask you about that just because, it is the first job that's been filled. It's one of the biggest names. I mean, I know it seems like Virginia Tech was like, and James Franklin was like, we'll just let the SEC do what they're going to do with Lane Kiffin, and we'll go here and take this job. But Penn State's gotten a few people raises, like Cignetti.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got Cignetti a raise. They got Matt Rhule a raise.
Yeah. Yeah.
The report from Bruce Feldman in The Athletic over the weekend was that Penn State is now zeroing in on either Pat Fitzgerald
love it.
I kind of do love
that. Love it.
Okay, Pat Fitzgerald is an excellent coach and got cleared of a very serious accusation at Northwestern that he was not a part of.
Right.
So I believe strongly that he should be able to coach again. If you're firing James Franklin because he can't beat top 10 teams,
I agree with you.
Why are you hiring Pat Fitzgerald? Right. He's got the same problem.
Who is that? Well, who is that guy then? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
they don't exist. Honestly, the guy is Urban Meyer.
Right.
Okay. And supposedly there was a discussion and he said no. You know, they're talking now to Oregon's defensive coordinator, I think Bruce Feldman reported. Like, what are we doing?
Okay,
why do you fire James Franklin for that?
Right.
If that is the
plan.
Now,
you needed to have a plan.
Yes. Yeah. And it sounds like there was more to it than just performance on the field with Franklin. It's being widely talked about at Penn State that, or among, you know, the people who cover Penn State, that James Franklin went to the athletic director. He wanted an extension in the offseason. The AD said no.
Did he just get one?
He did, yes.
He did. Well, he wanted another one, reportedly.
Right,
I mean, this isn't my independent confirmation.
There's
it's
no
just,
rule
it's
that says
out
you can't
there.
Get another one.
But there's a report that he wanted an extension. The AD said no, so then he went over the AD's head to the university president.
Ooh.
I mean, if you guys come to me and want something and I say no and then you run over my head, I'm going to have trouble trusting you.
I agree with that.
However, you guys are also massively winning right now, so I need to evaluate, okay, is my wounded pride more important than actually winning? So I do like Pat Fitzgerald as a person. I think he's a good coach. I think he'd be a great defensive coordinator at Penn State. I'm not – if it's gone this far down the list,
you might as well keep
it's
going,
not going to knock your socks off.
Well, and you're one James Madison coach too late. I mean, this Chesney guy is doing a great job, but no – Cignetti would have been the guy, although I don't want Cignetti either. So it's a mess. It is a mess.
No, I know where you are. I know where you're at. It's college football fanhood. You know?
Yeah. I care too much about it,
That's
I guess. I don't know.
We all do.
You know? Now I'm just trying to get to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I mean, this game on Saturday against Nebraska is probably going to determine if Penn State goes to a bowl game or not.
Damn, Penn State got six wins.
They have four wins right now. They're 4-6.
Lost a bunch of games in a row, man.
But you know, all but one of the losses were on the last play of the game.
It's true.
So
the only one that wasn't was what, the UCLA game? Oh, okay.
Ohio State.
Oh, UCLA ended up being a final play game?
I was there for all of it. Oh, my bad. Yeah, it was awful.
All right, let's talk about something more fun.
Yes,
the Hawks are very good. Well, I don't want to say very good, but they're playing really well, and obviously that's without Trey. Porzingis has missed quite a bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the Pistons tonight, who are also quite good.
This is
a fun early, like a November. I know not everybody's dialed into the NBA in November yet, but if you want to get started, tonight's a good one to watch.
Yeah, no question about it. Star players for both teams out. Sounds like Cade Cunningham's out for Detroit. But that didn't matter for them last night. They beat Indiana. Indiana, however, is dreadful right now. But you have Detroit on the second half of a back-to-back. It's a weird kind of schedule spot for the Hawks because they just had the long road trip. They're back for this game only, and then they're back on the road again. They got to play San Antonio. Big break, by the way. You don't have to see Wemby now. So you don't see Cade Cunningham
tonight. Nice to not play him, but that sucks for them.
It does, but for the Hawks, no Cunningham tonight, no Wemby on Thursday. Now, San Antonio, I think, is still very dangerous with Castle and Vassell and all that. And then you play New Orleans on Saturday. So you've won five in a row. You're starting to look at this now. This could really turn into something. And like we've talked about in the NBA, you play 500 ball with one or two long winning streaks, you're going to be top six.
Yep.
To me, look, the Hawks, the assist numbers over the last couple games have been fantastic. I think they had 36 assists on 46 field goals or something like that in Phoenix on Sunday. That was a ridiculous comeback. Down by 22 with under 10 minutes to go to come back and win that game. And what's really neat about all of this, I mean, you mentioned no Trey, no Porzingis. You have role players really stepping up right now. Like Vit Krejci has stepped up and made some really, really clutch three-pointers. Luke Kennard, after a very slow start, really seems to be getting going now, getting comfortable. I think Quinn Snyder deserves a ton of credit, guys. a ton of credit. And his biggest coaching challenge, I think, is still to come, because in another probably 2 weeks, Trey's coming back.
Right.
Now, how do you make this work with Trey in it? It should work even better, mm-hmm. right? I mean, Trey's your best scorer, but I think it's going to be a little bit of a tricky coaching situation now for Quinn Snyder. For example, Nikhil Alexander-Walker has been very good in the starting lineup over the last week or two. How do you manage his minutes and still allow him to contribute right. while kind of still yielding that starting spot back to Trey? If Porzingis is able to get back and get playing, how do you manage Okongwu now?
Because he's been awesome.
He's been incredible. Yeah. You know, Jalen Johnson was Eastern Conference Player of the Week as well. He should have been. Okongwu's numbers were right there with him. Right there. So you have role players really stepping up now and contributing, and that's where you can have a really good season. When your all-stars are playing at that level and you get career years out of your role players, you can have something very special. It's still early, and that's really important to keep in mind. We're not even 20 games into the season yet. We have not even played a quarter of the season. But to sweep a four-game West Coast trip, and yeah, you played Sacramento and Utah, and the Clippers are scuffling right now, but that's something they haven't done since 1968 when they were in the Western Conference. So it's a remarkable achievement, and should be a great game tonight. Mm-hmm. NBC looks foolish for dumping that game in favor of Spurs-Grizzlies.
Ooh. Ha!
Yeah.
One of the stars are playing.
With no Wemby and no Ja.
Take that, Costas.
Yeah, well, Costas doesn't work for NBC anymore.
He used to
many, many moons ago.
What do you think next move for this the Hawks? I mean, not the Hawks, but the Falcons.
I don't know. I tweeted on Sunday, you're at the point now where it can't go unaddressed anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily mean make a firing or a change or anything like that, but someone's just got to come out now, whether it's the owner or the coach or the GM. Someone's got to say this is unacceptable. That's all. Someone say something. And, yeah, they've been in a lot of close games and a couple bounces here or there, whatever. But I don't know. It's very frustrating that it's spiraled to this point. The injuries, you can't really control that. I mean, it's a really tough deal with Penix, and that's a football accident. There's nothing you can do to control that. But I just want to hear someone say, no, this is unacceptable. And I don't know why that hasn't happened yet. So I don't know what you changed, but I'd at least like to hear that. Real opportunity now for Cousins. You know, this is his audition, because even with this Penix injury situation, it just doesn't make sense to carry that kind of money
right.
beyond this year. So this is his chance now in his audition. And I feel a little bit bad for him that he'll be going in now on the road to New Orleans on Sunday. It sounds like possibly, if not probably, without Drake London and with all the other injuries going on right now. Really tough spot. It's really unfortunate. We were all more optimistic than this. And, you know, guys, just taking one game at a time at this point and hope that you can get a win in New Orleans and then a win over the Jets. Maybe get some momentum going into December, because I might be foolish. I still believe they could win out and make the playoffs. I think 10-7 is going to get you in. I know, you know, the wild card line right now, I think, is on that 4 or 5 loss point. But, just take it one game at a time and get moving. But I would like to hear some kind of acknowledgement that, we're not happy with this. This is unacceptable.
I mean, Raheem called himself a kind of a loser on Sunday. That was pretty. That was a tough one.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't know if he really meant that, though, or if he was just saying it to.
Well, I just feel like the comment of, like, if someone bigger is going to say unacceptable, that's what you say at a press conference to fire. Like,
yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's a good point. And it's not my place to say anyone should be fired, especially when I'm not in the room with that person unable to say it to their face. So I'm not going to go there. Right. Other people on this radio station who are up there and see these people face-to-face have more license to do it than I.
Right.
So I just don't feel it's my place to do that. But I don't know. Something has to be done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Organizationally, to just concede that, hey, we are not happy with this situation. This is not the standard that we hold ourselves to. How you do that, that's a really good point. I don't know either.
We appreciate it, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike.
As always. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.